Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Corn and beans are going to settle a touch higher here today. December corn, 6 cents higher at 384 and a quarter. That is still below the moving average of 397. That's the 50-day moving average of 397. But they did have a reversal. They made a low for this move. They went through yesterday's low. December corn's low today was 375 and three quarters, and then bounced, rallied about 9 cents off of that low. To close where we currently are. Some people will say that that is a reversal and could look to go back and fill the gap set Sunday night all the way up at $4.02. That's a little bit less than 20 cents from the current price rally. That would also go through the moving average of 397. Beans higher here. November is 6 3/4 higher. Looks like they're going to settle out around $9.50 for the November contract. That's a bounce of about 7 1/4 cents off of the lows from earlier today. Still below the moving average there as well. It's at 9.58. There's also a gap, just like in the corn, about $9.60 in the November beans. So about another 10 cents to fill that gap. The wheat futures disappointing here. They did go back and make contract lows in the December Kansas City. They traded down to 5.10 1/4. The previous low set back in May at $5.15.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning we had an export sales report that was bullish for wheat. Now, the expectations were 400 to 600,000 metric tons, and it was 699,000, so nearly 100,000 higher than expected. Corn, old crop was neutral, expecting 200 to 400,000. It was 365,000. New crop was bullish at 443,000. We were expecting 150 to 400. And then the biggest surprise was on the soybeans, extremely bullish there, expecting 100,000 to 200,000 on the old crop, and it came in at 416,000. And then on new crop, expecting 700 to 900,000, came in at 899,000. So that was bullish for the beans and bullish for corn and wheat across the board this morning on exports. The other news is the quality wheat tour coming out of North Dakota and South Dakota. They rounded up their second day yesterday with yields at 47.3, higher than the five-year average of 45.5 million bushels per acre. Last year it was 48.4. It looked like hedge funds were defending that long position on the corn and the beans today as they continue to buy it, but they're getting out of their wheat, and that's what was driving wheat down here, mostly due to the fact that quality wheat tour had good yields.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, August live cattle were up 30 cents on the day at 145.22. The August feeder cattle contract down 25 at 211.22. And August lean hogs down 17 at 79.675. September Kansas City wheat down 4 1/4 cents at 491 even. Chicago September corn up 5 1/2 at 373 1/4. And August soybeans up 7 1/4 cents at 990 1/4. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.